Dozens of Antioch residents rallied outside the police department demanding accountability after years of police abuse documented in homophobic, racist, and sexist text messages between dozens of officers. 18 officers, including sergeants, are named in 2 redacted investigations, but it goes far beyond them. 16 more are cited as additional recipients of those messages, as well as a U.S. Postal Inspector, Francisco Garcia.
And not one of those officers spoke up and said, "This is wrong. Let's stop this."
Civil rights attorney John Burris represents the family of Angelo Quinto, who was killed at the hands of Antioch police in 2020. He's also represented other victims of Antioch police brutality.
That shows to me there's some rottenness in that department. And deep down inside, this department is rotten to the core.
Text messages include officers routinely using the N-word against black suspects. And in some cases, they also share descriptions of police brutality, racial profiling, and other abuses of power. And they cheer each other on. Outraged community members are demanding the officers be arrested and fired. After rallying outside the Antioch Police Department, they marched to the city council meeting and packed the chambers demanding accountability. Here's a victim of Antioch's police brutality, Frank Sterling, a KPFA News correspondent and community activist, Sagusha Khan, who was a target in sexist police text messages.
They need to be charged with hate crimes. Then they're talking to their friends in groups with text messages, talking about they're going to go tow people's cars or they're going to go inflict pain on people. That's conspiracy to commit hate crimes.
The community demands that those officers are fired and never, ever able to become police officers ever again. Because what police officers do nowadays is they retire or they leave the department and then they go to another one. And then they harass that community.
Others demanded the police department be shut down and an alternative created, including Antioch Vice Mayor Tamisha Torres Walker, who was reelected on a police and criminal justice reform platform.
I'm not here to do business as usual. And I think the public should be heard. And I think we should shut it down.
Some urged the National Guard replace the police. Others urged federal oversight, citing the Oakland Raiders police scandal that involved killings, forced confessions, and other corruption, and led to some 2 decades of federal oversight to this day. Several victims of police brutality or their loved ones wanted more answers to know if their abusers were among the officers who sent racist, sexist, and/or homophobic texts, like Malad Baldwin's mother, Catherine Wade. Her son was beaten by police in 2014. They sued in 2015, but the harassment, she says, didn't stop. He developed depression, and in 2021, she called police for help during a mental health crisis. He ended up dead behind closed doors in an encounter with police. She's still waiting for an autopsy report. She spoke outside the police department. Alonzia Perkins' 2 teenage sons were pulled over and beaten. Her son Christian Gutierrez noted the assault was on Cinco de Mayo. They spoke at the city council.
Reading the officer's text about my baby made me feel like Malad died all over again. The boasting and the bragging about what you did to people is so heartbreaking. The threats you made on this community, the black and the brown, something needs to be done.
Punches Giovanni in the face, drags him through the window and the door, drags his body on the floor, and continues punching his body along with other officers.
As I was pulled out of my truck, I see my brother punch repeatedly as they threw me on the concrete and put their knee on my head against the concrete floor like George Floyd. But mine was on the head, though. And I feel we were treated like this, being we were Mexican on Cinco de Mayo. It was almost like these cops were looking for Mexicans to basically target.
Some of the text messages included disparaging remarks against Mexicans as well. One officer noted the police had an 85% deadly force rate, and another noted they target Mexicans more than blacks. The text message went on to say, blacks should feel safe. Ellen McDonald, chief public defender in Contra Costa, noted the crying mothers and victims of police abuse pleading for action before the city council. all of them people of color.
We can't downplay this issue. This isn't a few officers. I want to be really clear. We've reviewed this. There are 45 officers on these text chains that are disclosed thus far. 45 Antioch police officers. 16 of them are in leadership roles. There's an internal affairs officer that's part of these text chains, showing once again the police cannot police the police.
Absent from the meeting was a district attorney who is investigating the police in conjunction with the FBI. The DA's office declined to answer KPFA's questions if they are investigating any officers for hate crimes, or how many officers exactly are they investigating. The DA's office referenced the reports, which say it does not include every derogatory text message retrieved during our review. This is an ongoing state and federal criminal investigation, which may lead to further disclosures. This report also documents potential dishonesty, perjury, abuse of authority, and the violation of individuals' civil rights. Antioch City Council, meanwhile, passed three measures to audit the police department's hiring practices, internal affairs process, and equity at the department, though officials noted it could be years before those are complete, leaving many in the community waiting for the justice they seek. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.